Hi, my name is Thierry Dubois. I'm from All About Things. All About Things is an art collective. We organize and produce art projects for cities, communes, and other actors in the public sector domain.
Is this all street art?
Street art, yes. Installations, sculptures, mostly murals, but also like 3D sculptures, etc.
But mostly outdoors?
Yeah. Always outdoors, public space. So that's our focus. And we're mostly known for our yearly street art festival in Ostend, the Crystal Ship, where the coastal town of Ostend developed in a big open-air gallery of more than 90 big murals and more than 200 interventions, and it's attracting more than 125,000 visitors per year who do part of or the entire parkour. And so we were happy to have been invited by Brussels City to join the team here behind the Brussels Street Art Parkour in the context of the celebration of 10 years of this parkour. And so we've been able to contribute a little bit with our expertise in street art and our network of international artists. So more precisely, we've been tasked with interventions in three locations. One is Cité Modèle in Laeken. The other one is in Haren, in a residential area. And then one that you can actually see from this rooftop where we're standing now is an homage to Chantal Akkerman, this famous Belgian movie producer whose movie Quai du Commerce en Dielman has been elected to best movie ever by a famous UK website. And so this is going to happen here in the Quartier des Quais. You can see the wall actually there, the white wall where you see the aerial lifts with the artists on. So they have started this morning.
Be ready for the 10th anniversary.
Yeah. So it will take 1 week. We strongly believe in the potential of art to bring communities together and reinforce communities and create a sense of belonging in the neighborhoods. And I think this wall here and the other projects that we are embarking upon for 10 years street art is a good example, actually, of how this can be done in practice here with this wall here in the center. Just by talking with the owner of the terrain and the people in the neighborhood, the mural project actually developed into a project to do a community garden. So it's actually a side project that spun out of this mural project already now. And so, yeah, it's great to see how these art projects also in Laeken, for example, Cité Modèle, which is a big site with huge gray blocks. And yeah, we see a lot of enthusiasm there from the people, inhabitants, that there is some art project, that there's some investment in their neighborhood. So we spend a lot of time this summer with a participation project, so informing the inhabitants, making them participate into the process of the artwork selection, etc. And yeah, it's great to see that art can have this impact on neighborhoods.
And so for these 2 weeks of celebration for the 10th anniversary of the parkour in Brussels, what are people going to see? How many murals are there? What is going to be going
on? Yes, so project is broader than just the ones that All About Things will take care of. So there's actually, I think in total, there's about 9, I believe, murals. There's a bit of everything. So there's exhibition, there are murals.
So these are 9 new murals, because there are a lot of other murals in Brussels.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and they will be added to the existing parkour, of course. But it's also, let's say, the first time that the parkour is branching out to more outskirts of Brussels, because Haren and Laeken, which in the past have maybe been a little bit underlighted, are now getting some attention as well. So that's great. But there's also a closing party. There's an exhibition with the famous photographer Marta Cooper. So yeah, there's a lot of side activities for this special edition of parkour street art. And people will see, like here, for example, in the center, we'll see the artworks taking shape. But within 2 weeks, everything will be finished and there will be inaugurations of every new wall. And then they will be part of the parkour. So,
and do you know where people can go online to get information?
Yes, so there is a special website for the parkour street art, which is parkourstreetart.brussels, with two S's in the middle.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.